This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. NVIDIA, which does very high-speed graphics cards for computer gaming, reported a big jump in profits and sales for the January to March quarter, and revenue was up 39% from a year earlier. This was in part, the company said, because people are at home and playing computer games a lot, and it seems upgrading their equipment. Data from the market research firm NPD Group does show spending on video games reached a record high in that quarter, and popular game consoles like the Nintendo Switch owe a lot to the old arcade classics like Pac-Man, which turns 40 today. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
The year was 1980, when cool kids with a few quarters hung out at the arcade. Eloise Oizon was in high school and not into video games. They were all about shooting aliens. But then a new game called Pac-Man caught her eye.
There was this little island of color and cuteness. So yeah, I gravitated straight to it.
The fun concept, the bold design, and the music.
It was this sort of happy little tune, and there was this little moon yellow thingy that was chomping away at it. This little circle thing going waka 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 waka.
Today, Oizon teaches interactive media at the Rochester Institute of Technology. And it turns out she was Pac-Man's target audience, a non-gamer and a girl. Dennis Lee is the director of brand marketing at Japanese video game company Bandai Namco, the maker of Pac-Man. He says the game's creator, Toru Iwatani, wanted it to be relatable.
Eating is just a very kind of universal, humanistic characteristic.
Even Pac-Man's shape comes from food.
He was inspired loosely by a pizza with a slice missing.
The game was an 80s hit. ABC made a Pac-Man TV show. General Mills made Pac-Man cereal. And the song Pac-Man Fever took ninth place on Billboard's Hot 100 chart in 1982. As a character, Pac-Man was one of the first video game heroes, says Frank Cifaldi, who co-directs the Video Game History Foundation.
Before this, you sort of had to imagine yourself, behind the wheel if you're playing a racing game or inside the spaceship or whatever. But with Pac-Man, you were sort of directing a movie in a way.
And today, nostalgia for the game is still strong. The smartphone version is downloaded 20 million times every year by people of all ages, even those too young to have ever walked into an arcade with a pocket full of quarters. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.